It's a concerning trend we're starting to see across the Midwest. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by the South Dakota Angus Association. Invest wisely by registered Angus bulls. We have been seeing a trend that is concerning. That according to the latest USDA report titled The Farms and Lands Reports.
Farms have declined from 2018 to 2025. They've declined from 2,023,000 farms down to 1.865 million farms. Most of those declines are in the smallest sales class category. Also, since 2018, in terms of land and farms, we've declined just under 899 million acres in 2018, down to 874 million acres in 2025. So we've lost a few million acres in land and farms.
The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service Administrator, Joseph Parson, talks about the trends for farmland size over time, as well as by sales class.
Speaking of average farm size, over the last several years, from 2018 until 2025, the average farm size has moved from 444 acres up to 469 acres. So that trend has kind of been moving across time where the average farm size has been increasing. Economic sales classes, about 48% of farms that are less than $10,000 in sales, and their average size is 82 acres for those very small in terms of value production.
And these are some real numbers that we're dealing with.
The next size class from the $10,000 to $99,999 is about 31% of farms, and the average farm size there is about 263 acres. Then jumping over to the larger size class, that is a million or more farm value sales, about 6.2% of farms, and the average farm size there is just over 2,700 acres.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by the South Dakota Angus Association, I'm Keith Weinberg.